You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending time. What is trending? Well, first of all, to all the veterans who listen to this show, happy Veterans Day to you. A big salute from your boys in the morning. Originally intended to honor those who'd fought just in World War I, they called it Armistice Day, but then they opened it up to include all military veterans, and deservedly so.
Yeah.
Lots of places doing specials today, restaurants, car rental places, some others. I think we posted something on our Facebook
page. A lot of free
page.
Coffee, a lot of free food, free hot dogs at 7-Eleven, I think.
Free hot dogs.
Yeah, there you go.
Most major banks are closed today, so is the post office, so no mail delivery today. But not only are the national parks open, admission is free today for Veterans Day for everybody, not just veterans. So if you want to rush out in the cold weather to a national park today, you get in for free. Jeremy's excited this weekend. It's the much anticipated debut of season 5 of Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I think 2-hour premiere on the Paramount Network on Sunday. Oh, got the music and everything.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's going to be Sunday night, 2 hours, then 14 episodes. But bad news for you, Jeremy, they're going to be doing one of those little mid-season hiatus things.
I hate the mid-season hiatus.
Yeah. The funny thing about this show is the number of people who have been so moved by the beauty and the majesty of Montana that they have up and moved there, or they say the tourist industry has exploded. But the funny thing is, it was shot in Utah.
Whoops.
And a lot of people didn't realize what they're really looking at is Utah, even though it's fictionally set in Montana.
Right.
It's really in Utah. They just now in season 4 started doing some shooting in Montana. So that's kind of funny to me. Oh, what else is trending? Today is 11-11. So supposedly here in just, 2.5 hours? Roughly. At 11:11 a.m. on 11:11, you're supposed to make a wish, and it would be good luck or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's this magical time.
I haven't figured out what my wish is going to be. What should it be?
Wish I may. Wish I might. I don't know. I'm not going to do this.
I'm not a wish guy.
Yeah, I don't think I am either.
Even when they would bring me the birthday cake with the candles, even as a kid, they're like, make a wish. I'm like,
you're like, no. No, mama. Just, no wish for me.
I wish I didn't have to do this whole tradition. I could just eat the cake.
I wish you would all disappear because this is so stupid.
Going back to streaming television, Netflix is known for their streaming. Guess what? They're actually now going to do a live comedy show. Netflix Live. And who did they rope into it? Chris Rock.
Oh.
The first artist to do it. Sometime early next year, he'll perform a live comedy special. How many jokes are we going to have to hear about the slap?
I don't think he's actually been trying to capitalize off that at all, from what I hear. He hasn't really even been...
from other people. I mean, that's all we're going to hear about when people start talking about the
show. I almost
show.
Let one slip, but...
Did you?
I almost said, I bet he's really slap happy about this.
Oh, see? That's what I'm talking about.
Stupid, though.
An executive with Netflix said, this will be an unforgettable moment, and we're so honored that Chris is carrying this torch.
All right.
Let's not make it bigger than it is.
It's
I mean, it's
a stand-up special.
It's just a stand-up special. So what? What else? I was talking about this earlier. I'll say it one more time. I'm mad at Whataburger. I was so excited when Whataburger finally came to Colorado. They opened their 2 locations down in Colorado Springs, and I'm like, yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Let Colorado Springs start it. They'll eventually announce new locations, and they have. They say they're going to open 4 more Whataburgers in Colorado. But get this, those all 4 of those will also be in Colorado Springs.
Oh,
what
man.
The hell is that?
Ugh.
I mean, I like Colorado Springs. Don't get me wrong. It's beautiful. It's... But all of them, all of the locations in the Springs, you couldn't
just get
one up in the metro area?
It's just a hamburger.
Oh, no, it is not.
Let's not make this a bigger deal like Chris Rock.
It's a water
just a hamburger,
friend. You bite your tongue.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Well, by far the biggest local trending story this morning is Jeffco Public Schools. The Board of Education voted unanimously last night in favor of closing 16 elementary schools. They're consolidating. It's going to affect about 2,500 students and 422 full-time staff, according to the district. They're going to divvy those kids up, send them to other feeder schools. The staff, they're going to have to interview for jobs at new schools and schools other than Jeffco Public Schools, and that's going to be difficult because I saw the story a couple days ago about how DPS is going to be consolidating and closing a bunch of schools as well. So
yeah.
I feel bad for all these the teachers and the staff. And
I do too. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? There's not enough kids to keep these buildings open. You know,
you got a shortage of children.
You can't afford to keep all these.
Never thought you'd hear me say those words, did you?
Right. Y'all need to go out and make some sweet, sweet love so we can keep these schools open, it sounds like. But it's very sad for me because my very dear Pfeiffer Elementary that I went to growing up is on the chopping block. Pfeiffer's going to close down. So I've said this a few times. If anyone knows anyone that works at Pfeiffer or that can get me in, I would love to go walk around the school and take some pictures. And
I keep telling you, you don't need somebody to call you. What you do is you pick up the phone.
Hello,
and you
hi.
Call the elementary school and you say, "Hi, this is Jeremy from Mix 100.
I know,
come
but
by."
I don't want to be like that.
They say, "We'll see you at 10 o'clock."
I know. That's a little weird.
You want instead somebody else to jump through
I
all
do,
the
I want,
hoops
no,
for
I
you.
No, there's a teacher there or a principal that's listening.
Okay, fine.
I know the principal at Dakota Ridge is a big fan. Maybe she can get me in.
You can go and just ring the bell outside.
I don't. Well, with all the school security and stuff, I
know,
don't think you can.
If you ring the bell and you say, "Hi, I'm Jeremy from Mix 100 Radio. Mm-hmm. I want to come in and take pictures." Somebody will meet you. They'll check you out, and then they'll let you come in.
Okay, I might have to do that because I do want to get into school.
You don't need an engraved invitation. You can go by.
I don't know. I don't know what the school stuff. I think I do need an invite, but so that's going on. I want to get into Pfeiffer.
That's what I'm saying. Call them.
I do need to call them. I do need to effort this. I didn't think it was going to happen. In my heart, I didn't feel like it was going to happen.
I'm calling.
And now that
it's
happened,
I'm going
to
call.
What are you doing? You don't need to
call. I'm
going to call
Pfeiffer Elementary.
Do you have a phone number? We could do it live on the air.
Well, I'm trying to look it up right here. I'll just put it on my speakerphone.
Don't make it weird for them.
What are you talking? Who's making it weird? No, that's
you're
one in Akron, Ohio. You are kind of
making it weird.
Well, you just got this whole thing about, you know, you need somebody to call you.
I do. I just want somebody to get me into the school.
On Miller Way in Littleton, right?
I believe so, yeah. Hi, this is Tom. You might know me from the radio.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Hi, for elementary, this is Angie.
Hey, Angie, this is Dom over at Mix 100 Radio. Is it okay if I have you on the air for just a second?
Sure.
My buddy Jeremy that I do this morning show with went to school at your elementary school, and he's got this thing about, since it looks like it's going to be closing down. By the way, our condolences for that. He wants to know if he can come by and just walk down the hall and relive his glory days of going to Pfeiffer Elementary. Is that totally cool? Is that something you could do?
Totally. We would love to have him.
Oh,
okay. So he was afraid to call, so I thought I would call for him. Who does he need to talk to? Is it you, Angie?
Sure. Yep, I'm in the front office. And I can set that up for him, and we'd love to welcome him in and let him see the hallways. And we've had actually a couple old teachers come back that talked
in
the 80s that wanted to see the building before the school shut down. So it's, yeah.
That's very cool.
How long ago did he go here? Because I've been around
for a long time.
It was in the 80s. He graduated in 1970.
No, I did.
Elementary, so.
Oh, I haven't been around that long.
Yeah. So your name is Angie, is that right?
Angie. Right.
Yes.
I'm right.
You have been delightful. You're going to get a call from this idiot named Jeremy from Mix 100 Radio, and he's going to want to come walk the hall. So let him in because he's really worried that he's not going to be able to do it, and I want him to be able to go see it and post photos. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're the best, Angie. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. See, that was really hard, wasn't it, Jer?
It was that simple.
That was really difficult, wasn't it? Hi, I'm going to come see the school. Sure, come on in. God, it sounds like it was getting into the Oval Office.
I didn't know how hard it would be to get into an elementary school.
Yes, you can't just walk in because the doors are locked. But yes, a phone call, they would be happy for you to come see the school.
That's the funniest damn thing ever.
Terrorists,
I was terrified.
And whatever, don't call and set up appointments.
I was terrified to call.
So there. Now, are we good? Call Angie.
Angie, I wrote it down. In. Angie, I'll give her a call today, and I'll get in there. We'll play tetherball or something.
All I've been hearing for the last few months is, I don't know how I'm going to get in.
I wanted to get in.
God. Be a man. Make a call.
I just didn't want to make it weird. I just felt like it would be weird, you know?
What was weird about that call?
I don't know. Delightful. It was delightful. I was worried for nothing.
And she was like, oh, this is great. We've
I feel
got
like an idiot. There, is that what you want to hear? I feel like an idiot.
Well, okay, yes.
There, you got it out of me. I feel like a jackass.
Make sure you tell her you left in 1970.
That's the best part, too. Oh, that's funny. Well, listen, I really appreciate you doing that for me.
Hey,
thank you so
much.
I like
to take care of my friends.
That was extremely kind of you. Very, very nice. Okay. I don't really have anything else I want to tell you for trending.
Oh, that's it.
I about sucked it all up, which is fine. I really appreciate that.
You want to do your clickbait or
no? Nah, who cares?
Don't care about
it? Don't care at all.
Let's at least play the sound.
Clickbait.
And
clickbait
let people
is on
know.
If you want to go see it,
it's on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.